WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, we're diving into something super juicy today. Ever feel like your relationship with your partner transforms into a high-stakes game of tug-of-war when stress hits? Like, suddenly all those shared jokes and cozy nights turn into passive-aggressive sighs and unspoken resentments. Yeah, I've been there. And trust me, it's not fun. But here's the good news. Mindfulness can be your secret weapon against relationship stress. Think of it as that calming oasis in a desert storm, a way to navigate those choppy waters with grace and understanding. So let's break down why mindfulness matters for couples under pressure. First off, mindfulness helps us become aware of our own emotions and reactions. We learn to recognize those hot-button triggers, the things that send us spiraling into fight or flight mode. And instead of reacting impulsively, you know, yelling at your partner about the dishes for the 10th time this week, we can pause, take a deep breath, and actually listen. Second, mindfulness encourages empathy. It helps us step outside our own heads and see things from our partner's perspective. Imagine this. Your partner is stressed because they had a tough day at work. Instead of snapping back with, well, I've been having a rough day too, you can use mindfulness to tune into their feelings. Ask them how their day was, really listen to their response, and offer support. Suddenly, that simmering tension turns into connection. Third, mindfulness promotes healthy communication. When we're mindful, we speak with intention, choosing our words carefully and focusing on active listening. We're less likely to say things we regret later, and more likely to create a space where both partners feel heard and understood. Think about it. Wouldn't life be easier if we could all communicate like that? No more misunderstandings, no more hurt feelings, just clear, compassionate conversations. Fourth, mindfulness can help us manage our expectations. Relationships aren't always sunshine and rainbows. There will be disagreements, frustrations, even moments of complete chaos. But when we cultivate mindfulness, we learn to accept these challenges as part of the journey. We focus on what we can control, our own actions and reactions, and let go of the need for perfection. And finally, mindfulness brings us back to the present moment. It reminds us to appreciate the good things in our relationship. The laughter, the shared hobbies, the simple joy of being together. When we're mindful, we savor those moments and build a stronger foundation of love and appreciation. Okay, so let's bring this all down to earth with a real-life example. Picture this. You and your partner are rushing around getting ready for work in the morning. You're both tired, stressed, and running behind schedule. Suddenly, you realize you've forgotten to pack your lunch again. Now, without mindfulness, that could trigger an explosion of frustration and blame. You might snap at each other, accuse each other of being irresponsible, and create a whole lot of unnecessary drama. But with mindfulness, things are different. Instead of reacting defensively, you take a moment to pause. You notice the tightness in your chest, the way your heart is racing. You breathe deeply, reminding yourself that this is just a temporary inconvenience, not a life or death situation. Then you turn to your partner and say something like, "Hey, I'm feeling a little stressed about forgetting my lunch. Can we work together to figure out a solution?" See the difference? Mindfulness doesn't erase stress, but it gives us the tools to handle it with grace and compassion. It helps us build stronger relationships, navigate challenges with ease, and create a more peaceful and fulfilling life together. So remember, folks, when stress hits your relationship, don't just react, respond mindfully. Take that deep breath, tune into your emotions and those of your partner, communicate openly and honestly, and find ways to connect even amidst the chaos. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you experienced the power of mindfulness in your own relationships? Share your thoughts and stories in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to The Stoic Way for more daily dose of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, stay strong, stay mindful, and keep building those amazing connections.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.